Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony sermon series, or homily series is what I called it back then. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast, my beloved, is to share with you from a biblical perspective the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity and the diseases that follow. By the way, since I preached that homily series, which quite frankly I am not through with, I have about 3 to 5 more messages to preach in that series to finish it, and it will take us to over 100 sermons or homily messages. I lost over 40 pounds and all of my numbers have dropped and are in healthy range. And so I give God the glory, praise, and honor for that. It is amazing how knowledge of what's really happening can change your mentality and make losing the weight not as difficult as it seems. Our passage from the Word of God today is Proverbs chapter 23, verses 20 and 21, which reads, "Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe the man with rags." Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to Reuters, people with type 2 diabetes are more likely than others to develop spinal fractures that sometimes have no obvious symptoms, but are tied to increased risk of future broken bones. A research review suggests the analysis focused on so-called vertebral fractures, also known as compression fractures, that happen when bones in the spine weaken and crumble, often in the lower back. These fractures can be caused by injuries or by osteoporosis and may have few symptoms, but they can lead to problems like severe chronic pain or reduced height. The current study included data from 15 prior studies with a total of 852,702 men and women. Overall, people with type 2 diabetes were 35% more likely than those without the disease to have vertebral fractures, the analysis found. And individuals with both diabetes and vertebral fractures were more than twice as likely as others to experience broken bones elsewhere in the body. People with diabetes in the study who didn't have vertebral fractures still had a 94% higher risk of broken bones compared to those without diabetes. And people with vertebral fractures without diabetes had a 73% higher risk of broken bones. When people had both diabetes and vertebral fractures, they were 2.4 times more likely than those with neither condition to experience broken bones. People with both diabetes and vertebral fractures were also more likely to die prematurely than others, with the greatest risk seen in heavier people, particularly obese men. In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. This section is titled 21 Days to a New You. Now, by the way, let me just say this. I'm not hawking any appliances. I'm not getting any money from this. Maybe I should contact these people, because I'm going to say something for those of you who are moving more to a vegetarian diet or a vegan diet. Don't be in a hurry during the Thanksgiving season. Enjoy yourself. But after that, may I lovingly encourage you to get yourself an Instapot if you don't have one. The Instapot makes life easy whether you eat some meats or not. So I thought I'll just say that. But back to the rave diet. Today, scientists, pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and laymen are all looking for magic pills that will prevent the major diseases of our time. Pop a pill and you can keep living that self-destructive lifestyle we call the American way of life. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way and never will. Lifestyle is the key word, because preventing and reversing diseases involves the interaction of many different factors, and they can all be boiled down to how you live your life. And that can't be put in a pill. At first glance, the rave diet may sound like a negative, restrictive eating regimen, but nothing could be further from the truth. What it does is direct your eating habits away from heavily advertised health-destructive foods and toward foods humans have eaten since the beginning. These foods have proven their success over eons in protecting humans from the diseases that have emerged as our biggest killers in just the last 100 years. These are clean-burning foods, if you will, that will strengthen your entire body. The goal is to eliminate foods that interfere with or impair the body's defense systems, while increasing foods that strengthen the body's ability to heal itself. You'll find you actually have a wide range of food choices doing the rave, and in the process you'll discover just how narrow your old eating habits actually were. In essence, what we are doing is eliminating the foods most people did not eat before the 20th century, and most people throughout the world still do not eat today. It's an old-fashioned diet, but with some significant improvements. Think of it as an adventure, not only in food, but also in health, that will have a profound payback over the years. The rave diet is uncompromising, and strict adherence to it won't be possible for many. If that is the case for you, it should be thought of as an ideal diet, something to strive for, and because the closer you follow it, the better the results will be. When followed to the letter, it works, and works wonders. The word RAVE is a simple acronym used to help people remember the rules. It is based on the guidelines used by doctors to treat and reverse diseases. This is what RAVE stands for. No refined foods. No animal foods. No vegetable oils. No exceptions. And exercise. The following sections provide a succinct explanation of the RAVE diet that we will begin dealing with on next time. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, until then, do the RAVE. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. Thank you for all of my brothers and sisters in Christ, in the church, who are and have been fellow gluttons and with me. And we have realized, even without any heavy conviction from you about it, that we're wrong. It is a sin to overeat. Have mercy and grace upon us. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sin of gluttony. Help us to repent of it. And when we lapse, Lord, help us to get back up and get back on the horse, so to speak. Confess our sins, repent, and eat right, sleep right, exercise right, do our part, and leave the rest in your hands. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly, must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in this world is the condition of your soul. And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust Him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage. and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." A dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.